The In Deep Show is for people over the age of 18.
So if you are not at least 18 years old, you will get in trouble, not them.
Hey, wait, we're not 18.
We better get out of here.
You are down in deep.
This is deep. Do you smell it? Because I smell it.
Everything I do is gonna be funky from now on, yeah.
Because I can smell it. It's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep. This is deep. I'm going deep. I'm going deep, 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 deep.
You are down in deep.
I'm going deep, deep, deep.
You are down in deep.
Because I can smell it. It's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go.
Welcome back to another edition of the In Deep Show. I am your man, Big B. I have my crew with me. Y'all know we never rock solo out these parts. Today, I have with me Miss K.
Hey.
Hey. Okay, here we go. Microphones work. Okay. All right.
Oh, there you are.
Not going to blame this one on equipment. Equipment is good to us today so far. We also have with us today, Mr. Diego.
Hey, everybody. It's going to be a lot of cursing today.
Oh, shit. Here we go. And it's at this time, I'd like everyone to rise to your feet, remove your hats, place your hands over your heart, and all hail the queen.
Hey, welcome to the show. So glad you are still there, right?
Who there? Who there? Who there? Who there, 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 trying to hang out with my crew. I'm sorry, that's all I got.
You don't know the rest?
I mean, who wants to hear me? My old dated fogey. I want to hear my rap skills.
Nope. We're good.
How's been going on with y'all?
I'm good. Had a weekend in Florida last week. Big ups to people celebrate their birthday out there.
Oh,
in Miami.
Hold on, let me look through my papers. I don't see an invite to Florida here. Okay,
yeah,
all right.
I thought you guys come down.
Officially, fuck you. Okay, so,
So, yeah. How about you, Kay? What did you do over the weekend?
Work.
Work?
Work,
hang out at the club.
Not necessarily at the club, just a lot of different things.
Different
play this
okay.
Last night, Beetlejuice.
Oh, look at you. I'll try to be all cultured for that.
Okay. Right?
Okay. Absolutely.
Yeah. Went to the theater.
Get your culture on.
Yes.
Absolutely. Shit. Ain't shit been popping with me, man. I'm, you know, trying to get a Pepco their money on time. So we can keep the lights on, keep the show going.
That's important.
I'd like to thank everyone that reached out to us and asked, you know, how me and the Queen was doing. And, you know, I'm probably going to file you right about the same place I put Diego's invitation to Florida. Yep. How you doing?
So that was sarcasm? Nobody checked
nobody
on us?
Care about us.
Damn.
I think we need to go. We need
well,
to
one person did. One person did, you know.
Just one?
Yeah. You know, part of our listening audience don't want to stay in contact with me right now. But we're not going to talk about why.
Please don't.
We're not going to talk about right now because I am not going to be one to jump the gun.
Please don't.
I'm going to patiently wait because I promised them.
Mm.
I promised them that I will have a present for them when it's all said and done. You, Queen, you know me. I am a giving, loving person.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a gift to all of them from the bottom of my heart. But we're going to wait a couple more weeks on that.
Oh boy.
Yes.
I can just imagine what that gift is.
He who laughs last laughs best.
All right then.
So, Miss Kay.
Yes.
Tell us a little something about yourself. Since you're joining us for the first time, you know, just, I mean, don't put all your business out there because people will write you.
What would you like to know?
Well, don't
what
ask
would you me. Like to tell?
You're right, I'm about to say. Well,
I'm pretty much an open book.
I'm a nasty man. What? I might want to know shit. Okay. You know, what on there?
Open the book.
I'm taking questions.
Okay.
All right. Open book, huh?
Absolutely.
All right, let me go through the index.
Oh, shit.
So I'm moving to the area.
All right.
From North Carolina.
Oh, shit.
I think that's the biggest thing that I can put out there right now.
Okay. Giving up your country roots.
My country?
North Carolina.
No, there's plenty of city places in North Carolina.
No, it's not. It's still North Carolina.
It's still North Carolina.
I mean, it's still North Carolina.
Put lipstick on the pig, which you just have a pig with lipstick, you know.
Okay, yeah. I won't argue that because I will say that D.C. is way more city, but I won't say that it's... North Carolina is not totally country. I'm going to take up for my state of the last 8 years and say that it's lots of fun and
it's fine, but it's country.
Culture and it's a lively, upbeat, melting
it really
pot.
Is. Yes.
Absolutely.
Have you been to Mount Pilot?
What's that?
Mount Pilot.
No.
Okay.
So again, what's that?
Is that supposed to be like?
That's for old folks.
Yeah, that's old folks.
That's an Andy Griffin show. Right?
Yeah, Andy Griffin?
Okay, no.
Yeah, because there's a lot of things to do in my pilot.
I can't
like what?
That.
Well, you know, Mount Pilot is a big city.
Really?
Yeah, Mount Pilot. Yeah.
That's where you put yourself in jail because you're drunk. And we let out in the morning.
Since I am not an Andy Griffith fan,
okay,
I can't attest to the going on in Mount Pilot or wherever this place is.
No, it's Mount Pilot. It actually is in North Carolina. There is a Mount Pilot in North Carolina. So.
And was this just the name taken from the city for the show, or was it actually filmed there? And is this actually like a...
No, it's actually
play on how the city really it is.
No, actually, the city itself is Mayberry, but from Mayberry was a small town. But Mount Pilot was actually the big city, which is actually a real city in North Carolina.
Got it. So. Drop some knowledge on me.
See what I'm saying? That's what we do here.
Okay.
Old school.
IDS. You know what I'm saying?
I like
you
it.
Tune in thinking it's just going to be another mind-numbing podcast, and you leave here with knowledge. That's what we do. It's what we've been built on. It's what Queen and I have dedicated our lives to.
Old ass facts. Yes.
The betterment of youth.
The youth. Don't care shit about.
Well, I mean, if you play Trivia Pursuit.
You see what I'm saying?
See?
You can be a hit at parties after you fuck with us.
Okay. I will start doing my crossword puzzles and maybe I can drop some knowledge your way one day.
Hey.
Yeah. And kangaroos can't hop backwards. That's another thing.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen a real kangaroo?
Have I ever seen a real one? No. Well, in the zoo I have, but they still can't hop backwards, though. Yeah, they probably can't hop.
And the motion to go with
it. Really.
Yeah,
I like that.
I might have to incorporate that in the session one day.
What are you doing, the kangaroo?
It's almost like the...
It looks like an Ethiopian dance when you do that.
I was going to say, or like maybe... It's not the Running Man, but what's the other dance? Roger Rabbit?
The Roger Rabbit.
Oh, yeah, the Roger Rabbit.
Yeah.
Girl, you don't know about no dancing.
Quit playing.
Oh, shit.
Oh, look at her. Roger Rabbit.
Uh-oh.
Wow.
Okay. Maybe.
Well, then maybe you do. Well, since we've told all our business... I guess at some point we should start this show.
Why not?
Yeah, this is going to be fun fill of chock full of knowledge and opinions.
How do you feel about being on the on IDS versus the dating show?
I think I like, I don't know. I mean, it's kind of a toss up. I mean, I like talking about, you know, factual information and give you opinion on factual information. Maybe probably a little bit better than actually giving opinion on dating, you know, because that's all subjective and everything like that. So,
I mean, it's all
subjective. I mean, it's all subjective, but it's like, you know, dating is such a, it's just such a difference of opinions and, mm-hmm. and stories. And these are actual stories that you can kind of give your opinion on, you know, whether it's good, bad, or whatever. Dating is just, you know,
my thoughts.
You don't
have to answer, Swaggy.
Yeah, so. But I mean, I like both of them. I mean, you know, I like the public. I like talking to the public. The peoples.
And with that being said,
this is a test. This station is conducting a test of the emergency broadcast system. This is only a test.
NyQuil will help you get your Z's true. Sleep if you want, NyQuil will help you get your Z's true. Sleep if you want, NyQuil will help you get your Z's true. But here's the real scoop. Yeah, what's the scoop, leg break? This one is it. Yeah, what's the scoop, leg break? This one is it. Yeah, what's the scoop, leg break? This one is it.
All right, I know by now everybody has heard of Treasure, right? This is the, I don't want to, I'm not even going to put it in air quotes even though she'd want me to. This is the young black teen that was on Dr. Phil that said that she was white, but if you actually look at her, you know, goddamn well, she black. And she's not just like, it's not like, I mean, let's keep it going. She's not like a light-skinned black person. She's not a medium. She's a, like a nice chocolate brown little girl. But so this is her on Dr. Phil saying that her hair was straight. She has a body like Kim Kardashian, and she doesn't, quote unquote, act like black people. And she said it makes her feel good to put down African Americans because it helps them stay in their place. Identify with the Ku Klux Klan because the way they believe is just so smart. White is right.
I like that. I like that. First of all, with the name Treasure, I can see a pole in your future. And wow. I see a lot of white poles in your future because you look like you'd be able to suck a lot of cock. That's a white boy saying.
Oh my gosh, she is 16. Can we
not
talk about
dick
sucking?
I say in her future.
I don't even want to put.
I'm just saying my opinion.
For a 16-year-old,
well,
man.
You know, for a 16-year-old, in her opinion, and how she feels, I just say in her future, I see that. I ain't say right now. I say in her future, though.
Not to say it's not happening right now.
Yeah, I'm not saying that's not happening because I'm sure
she has to gain acceptance somehow into this white culture.
Right. So I'm sure. And 2 years later, at 18, I see a promising future for her.
She said, "I know I'm Caucasian because when I wake up in the morning, I just have such a great life, and my hair is perfect, my skin isn't ugly, and I'm not fat. Also, which is really an African American thing."
But you just said you have body like Kim Kardashian, so if that's the case, you are fat.
Kim Kardashian is a fat.
She's not fat. But, I mean, but, you know, the thing about, you know.
She is surgically augmented.
And she's not a thug and a criminal, so.
But, you know, that whole thing is in herself when she's talking about she doesn't feel black. Well, I don't know. What is feeling black?
That's a good question.
I mean, what is feeling black? I mean, you know, because I would say probably 90% of the black population or African American population, if you will, I don't think they get up and go, "Wow, I feel very black today." I think everybody feels pretty much normal. Like, hey, I'm gonna get up, go to my 9-to-5, dip my grind on, pay my bills, and do what I need to do to move forward in life. I don't think it's like everybody wake up and go, "Gee, I feel black today." So I don't know her ideal of feeling black, but if she doesn't want to identify with her race, you know, I'll tell you, I mean, this story comes every now and then, and you have all types of black people who feel like they feel self-hate, self-loathing. They feel like they have to identify with another culture to validate themselves. And she's just a long list of women and men out there who's going to do the same thing. And if that's how she gets up and gets her by, hey, more power to her, really. I mean, tell you the truth, I wouldn't give her any more any more headlines on this, because like I said, this comes and goes all the time. So more power to her.
She has a mental disfiguration of every single thing. Yes. She, first of all, if I don't know if you all got a chance to see her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. The white part of her, I don't know if it is the lower class or the upper class that she feels that she's in, but obviously she's not privileged enough to go to a hairdresser because the that straight hair needs lots of trimming. A dentist because those front teeth are definitely out of control, or a speech
therapist,
or no, not even that, just a regular
teacher
English class.
Oh wow.
Because her skills, her communication skills are horrible.
Okay. I mean, she is a 16-year-old kid. And so I have this question. So do we kind of blame this on her mom, because her mom was married? Now, granted, it's a stepfather. Her mom was married to a white guy and he passed. So I guess when he was alive, it was the whole time, you know, this child was thinking that that was her father.
Uh-huh.
So I'm wondering, you know, is it kind of her mother's fault as well?
No.
Or
you think?
No, I'm asking.
No, I don't.
I'm asking.
No, I don't think that it's her mother's fault, because she's still black. I mean, her mother's still black. I mean, even if she thought that was her father from Jump Street, at 16 years old of age, since you want to keep giving it the 16-year-old age thing, because you know what you are. Okay, you can look at your white father, you can look at yourself and say, hey, we're not alike, and I'm sure your mother's told you that's your stepfather. That's your natural father.
No, she did not say that was her stepfather.
Well, I'm not saying she said it, but her mother
actually
never said it?
No, she didn't say it. She actually grew up thinking that was her dad.
We're at 16 years of age, and the way knowledge is gathered right now, she should have figured that out. A lot of 16-year-olds can figure out a lot of other shit out. She should have figured that, hey, that's not my biological father. And she should have asked her mother. But even with that being said, the way her thinking is about, you know, disliking black people and thinking that she's white, that's a whole different thought process there. I mean, regardless of whether her mother told her or not, or didn't tell her, that's a whole different thought process. So I don't know what the mother fed into her during that, you know, during her child rearing years, that, hey, you're not black. You know, or you're not this, or you gotta hate black people, whatever. So I don't know what the mother fed into her as far as her mental state. So
the only way I think she could get away with this is if she was actually housed or locked down, like seriously locked down for most of her life.
And there were no mirrors?
There were no mirrors, no television, no social media, no outside contact or anything. It's the only way she can get away with having the thoughts that she has, and to be able to speak them to the public. Yeah. It's the only way, right, is if she was literally locked up,
right,
caged.
Now coming to the stage, get your dollar bills together for Treasure.
In the future. So did at any point speak with her mom and get her mom's take on this?
Her mom came out there, was on Dr. Phil first. Mm-hmm. I mean, and to be honest with you, I didn't see the whole show. Mm-hmm. But her mom was on there first and talked about it, and how I guess she feels really bad that her child is going through this. And Dr. Phil was, you know, when she came out, you know, Dr. Phil was like, hey, you black, just get used to it and get over it. And she was like, well, that's what you think, and that's fine, and whatever. But I don't know. I honestly feel bad for this child, because she's going to have a very rude awakening. And I'm not going to lie, it made me flash back to the Dave Chappelle skit where the guy was blind and he was the leader of the KKK. Uh-huh. I can't remember the name of the character, but.
Oh, yeah. Clayton,
Bigsby.
Clayton, yep. Bigsby.
Yeah, made me think of that, except for she can see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's like, you look in the mirror, right, and you know you wash your hair. You know damn well. Kinks. You do something to make that hair straight. That hair is not straight. Mm-hmm. coming out your head.
Has anybody lifted up the back of her head and showed the back of her, the nape of her neck?
That kitchen. That might convince her. If you don't think you black, look at your kitchen.
Them cocoa buds back there might.
I don't know.
Do the trick.
It makes me feel sad for her. That's all.
I don't feel sad for her.
I feel like, well, and I say that because I'm like, she's definitely going to need some type of therapy. Like, she really is. She's going to need some type of therapy. If she's not getting,
she's going to get it one way or another.
Yeah, she'll get some therapy.
She can subscribe to it, or she can have the People's Court therapy, and that's going to be even worse.
Yeah, well, she's going through that now.
Yeah, so. That People's Court therapy, and then it's like, you know, it depends on how many lap dashes she give in the private room. You know, that's therapy.
I want the nigger girl in the corner.
Uh-huh.
It's only white people over here. Okay, so as you all know, and the fact that this show is actually continuing right now, none of us won the $1.6 billion lottery.
Son of a bitch.
Bad as shit.
I was reading an article about said lottery, and it was talking about how the Lottery Commission has like really overinflated this whole lottery thing. And they kept touting this as the biggest
jackpot
so far, when actually it wasn't. They kept saying it was a $1.6 million, when actually it was $1.532
million. Billion.
Billion, yeah. I'm sorry if I said million, yes. So, the actual biggest lottery, it was the $1.586 million. Billion one in California. So, I'm sure a lot of people are going to say, whatever, it's not a big deal, still a lot of money, blah, blah, blah. But, I mean, if you're a greedy motherfucker like me and you look at it, I mean, we're talking about there was $63 million, and I needs mine. You know what I'm saying? So, that's a big, but they were saying that it's all the lottery's marketing strategy, because they can't really pump this up if they don't say, this is the biggest, blah, 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 you know. And they, you know, the whole thing about, you know, people only remember their first or the biggest moments in their life. So that's the whole philosophy behind in overinflating. You know, they gave a whole bunch of other excuses. Well, the lottery board gave a whole bunch of excuses on why they came with that number. That they had to project the fact that so many extra people are going to be playing, and this and that, and this and that, and this and that, and this. When the truth is, you know, you're just trying to make it more appealing to the people. Okay. But I know we've all done this in our, together or in our private lives. What would you have done if you had got your hands on that money?
Oh, wow.
Did they even have to make it bigger than it really was? Because 2 weeks before that, I was trying to get my hands on tickets.
When it was 900 million.
Yeah,
right?
It didn't. It was, when it goes past 5 million, I'm all in. All right. They don't have to convince me any further. I mean, because that would still be the biggest moment of my life.
Right, right.
That's true. I mean, to me, it's like, you know, I don't really pay attention to the lottery unless it gets really inflated that way, up until, you know, the, I guess, over 500 billion, or certainly up to 1. Whatever billion it was, you know. But it's like, to me, it's pretty much the same. I'm a spend my cup of coffee, because that's what a ticket is to me, a cup of coffee, and I'll spend my cup of coffee on a chance to play. I wouldn't necessarily follow it and continuously to play the lottery for hundreds of dollars for a chance to win. But for $2, I'll give it a try for $2. But as far as what I would do, I don't think my life would change, but it would only change to a point where, you know, I would get another car. You know, of course, I'd be married. I wouldn't live in big house or anything like that, because, you know, it's just, to me, I just find that it's unnecessary to have that kind of space. For what? I'm not trying to impress no one, and really, it's just really, and actually, at that point in time, and I know it's gonna sound strange coming from me, but at that point in time, if you win that kind of money, and you have everything that you need in life, all the things that you, you know, you slave for on a daily basis, the rest of it really about, it would be about helping other people, you know? Because to me, it's like, I mean, it's nice to have wealth and all the accoutrements that come along with it, but it's like, how much do you really need? And it really comes back to setting up foundations and other type of support groups out there to help other people, you know, achieve their goals. And I mean, because it really kind of goes back to what I think, that if you do have this lottery of this magnitude, I don't think you should have one winner. You should have at least 10 winners coming from that lottery pool, you know? Because it doesn't make any, I mean, the person who won the 1.5, 1.6 billion, whatever it is, hey, God bless you, do your thing. But I think as moving forward, I don't think one person should win the lottery. I mean, if it's to a certain point, you know, split it up to at least five different winners or whatever. You know, that's the way
I mean, there are times when that actually happens.
Yeah, it happens. But I'm just saying, if a team of people, a company of people get together and it's like 10 of them or whatever the case may be, win the lottery, that's fine. But if it's not, I don't think one person should get that pot of money. It should be split.
Well, technically, how do you ensure that one person doesn't get that money? I mean, technically, it's numbers that either the person has picked or the machine has picked.
Right, but you can pick five different numbers.
So you're saying just go like, you know, five lotto numbers within one drawing.
Yeah, yeah. So one drawing, pick five different numbers.
So what do you happen in the instance when the situation where there are around the world, around the United States, you know, 10 people that did pick the correct number?
Then in that
so
case,
now you're splitting up that money.
Okay, then,
even know, more and more.
When you get to $1.6 billion, then you split it up to four on, different man. People.
That's too much math, dog.
That's greed.
That's what it
no,
is.
No, it's not greed.
I mean, it probably is because
no, to me it's
at
not.
Some point,
to me it's
I'm going to be like, the fuck, hold on. Nah, why I got to split my 10 way with them? It's supposed to be the five of us. Now you're telling me it's 15 of us because 10 people picked the right number?
But actually, I don't think when only one person actually picked the right number, even when you're in a group and everybody puts in chips.
No, see, I'm not talking about when everybody puts in a group on a number. There have been lottery winnings where 10 people picked the 10 different Florida, California, picked the right number.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
So if you got a situation like that, I mean, now you really give them my pockets. And we got a problem. And now I have enough money to eliminate some of y'all.
Yeah,
oh,
there you go.
You know
but
what I'm saying?
That's not nice. We should all share anyway.
That's what I'm saying. It's about to share.
Well, I will say that if I found out at 6 p.m. that I won the money between 6 p.m. and 6 a.m., I'm going to take 12 hours to compile a very detailed list of where I'm putting all of my pennies.
Wow. A detailed list?
I'm going
list?
To lock myself in a very expensive hotel room and order some room service.
Like the Holiday Inn Express?
Absolutely.
Okay. So you're going to go to an expensive room and say, listen here. I don't got no money right now, but I got something coming.
No.
Can you go on front me a room? I know this room
this
500
is when
a night.
I dip into my savings to get this room because I know I have that
fallback
money coming money. Back.
That fallback.
So this is when I dip into my savings. I am going to a Waldorf.
Astoria.
Yes.
I thought she was saying she was going to Waldorf.
I was like, yeah.
Yes.
I was like, what hotel? The La Quinta?
That's the only thing rocking out there.
And I'm going to lock myself in, and I'm going to get my list together.
Kay, I know you in there. Give me somebody.
Well, I already know what I'm doing. First thing.
Oh, shit.
I'm gone. Poof. First of all, I'd like to buy it. A ticket in a state where I know you don't have to say who you are, you can remain anonymous, because some states you have to come out and hold that big ass check and everybody will be on the hunt for you. So poof, I'm gone. I'm going to move the people I love to undisclosed locations so you cannot get to them.
Oh shit.
and then I'm out.
I was just about to ask, like, how you can get in touch with me to let me know how my life done came up?
I'm out. My assistant will get in touch with you.
Damn, I don't even get to...
He thought he was one of the people that was getting moved to undisclosed
location. You thought it was you coming to you? I mean, I was thinking, I mean, off the top of my head, I was thinking, I mean, you can take care of yourself.
I mean,
I was talking mom, dad, sister. Like, that's my first immediate thought. You can take care of yourself. Diego can take care of himself. I mean, you're welcome on the plane. Because I'm out.
The face. Look at his face. How can you say this while his face is looking like that?
I just thought that, you know.
I'm out. I'm gone.
I mean, you know.
My assistant will give you the new number. And then you can choose to do with your money, whatever you choose.
My list here of the shit that I was going to do.
I'm
the first thing I do when I get my money.
I said you can choose to do with your money whatever you want to do with your money.
Oh, you gonna get me some money?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. See, I thought you was just saying, okay.
No, I didn't mean like I was out and you were short. No, I meant like I mean, I wouldn't move you to an undisclosed location because you know how to fend for yourself and you got like Bertha and a whole bunch of other stuff popping for you.
I know.
So you be all right. But I'm talking about the immediate need to move certain people places.
Okay, I love you again. I love you again.
Okay, great.
All right.
So yeah, so that
I
would be
take back all them bad thoughts I have from 30 seconds because
okay, good.
Shit was getting ugly in my brain.
Yeah, so that's what I'd do first. I'd be on a plane. I'd be out. I'd be in another country probably, and then like UK, I'd get all the parts together, figure out what's what, who's gonna get what is it? Then do a big party for other people, and maybe even hand out an envelope at the party.
Let me ask you a question. And
if you don't suck, your envelope will have something in it. If you suck, your shit will be like, maybe next time. Try again.
How many times in the first hour after you realize that you won, how many times are you going to twerk in the mirror? I just want to know that. I think as a straight man, I'm going to twerk about 5 times.
I'll be honest, twerking would not.
Mandatory. Mandatory 5 twerks.
I ain't going to lie. Like, I would open up every bottle of stuff I was saving, which you really shouldn't save, but whatever. Open up good shit and just start drinking. And then after I wake up from my drinky nap, then I would get back on track.
They better lock that ticket away before you get to that drinking.
Oh, the ticket's safe. It's good. Don't worry about it. It's safe.
It's in her bra.
Probably. But it's good. It's good. But anyway, so it's so funny you talk about the lotto. I was just talking to Diego about it. I read an article that was saying how the lotto really technically is set up to keep poor people poor, because it's like the odds of winning, we know it's like 300 and something like zillion, unless you're playing like maybe like the day-to-day, like the pick three, pick four, you know your chances are a little bit better. But if you're playing like a lotto that's 1.6 billion or over hundreds of millions, they're saying like the average person spends thousands of dollars playing the lotto. And if you're not making that much money, that's a lot of money. Well, hell, even if you are making some decent money, that's still a lot of money to be spending on the lotto that you probably won't ever win, But what you're really doing is just contributing to somebody else's pocket,
right?
Or the state.
You know, in my line of work, being so close to the lottery, I see some funny ass lottery shit. Like I saw this dude. And this ain't funny, but this is kind of funny. So he won, like, about a month ago. He won, like, $2 million. And then 3 weeks after that, another
$10,000. Damn.
I'm like, God damn, I'm out here. I can't get a sniff of that shit. And you in here just racking up?
Wow.
Then, last week or the week before, the Ethiopian dude won the million off that scratch-off, the $30 scratch-off. But the funniest shit that I saw one day, the Spanish dude with the real broken English came in, and he had a scratch-off, and he knew he had won, but he just didn't know what. He thought he had won, like, $20 or something. So he came in with the ticket, and he wanted to cash it, and they scanned it. And they were like, yeah, you got to take this to the lottery board. And they was, he was like, you know, why you no cashier? Why you no cashier? You know, he's like, it's too much. We can't cash. He said, what do you mean? Like, you can't cash. Okay? And so dude's like, you know what you want? He said, yeah. He's like, it's the little money. Getting, you know, why you can't cash?
No, Lord.
Dude's like, you want $200,000.
Oh, shit.
Why that motherfucker? He took the ticket and he looked, and he looked around the store. And he walked out, right? So I went ahead about my work. I'm doing my work, whatever. Why does Bama come back with a briefcase?
Oh, wow.
Stop.
He had a lottery ticket and an empty briefcase. That Bama put the briefcase on the counter, open that joint, and say, you can't got cash? Man, we was crying in there. That Bama's shit got straight. Oh, my God.
Well, he better be lucky they weren't like, yeah, it's $20. Here you go.
Right.
Because that's happened before, too.
I would have hit him in his hand if I ain't work where I work.
And you weren't on camera.
And was on camera.
Yeah, okay.
All right, that nigga around the corner. Pop. But nah, it's, I be saying, like for me, it messes with me, honestly, because, like, literally every day, I'm like, damn, you want $5,000? Shit, you want $10,000, too?
Man, I used to, be really close to a friend. And, like, she would win, like, the, like, 500, 3,000, like, you know, a little bit here and there. Mm-hmm. So I was like, well, goddamn, I'm playing the four, you know, pick three, pick four. So I can see what I can win, you know. Of course, nothing. Mm-hmm. I didn't win shit.
I mean, I stay winning. I mean, I get that $2, $6, $8.
Nah.
I crush them drinks all day long. I stay, man.
You stay in your pockets.
I think my biggest I won was 100.
Wow.
Nah, I never did. Which I guess was for the best. Cause
that's that I won one day. This is when I was young. I was so fucking hungry and I was broke as shit. And I went to 7-Eleven. I was going to grab like a Snicker bar and a bottle of water or something. I just needed something on my stomach. And I brought that shit up to the counter. I just looked at the scratch off tickets and it was like one of them motherfuckers just kept calling me. And I said, nah, put that back. Give me that ticket. And I won
$50.
Oh, wow. Hey.
Nigga. I went to McDonald's. I was eating like a motherfucker. Give me
you
another
get a
two.
Big double.
Give me
you
a
get a
three.
McDouble. You get a small fry.
And a four. Yeah. For here.
For here.
Like, I was good. I was,
right.
What?
And a small Diet Coke.
What?
Nah, I still want a water cup.
Okay. All right, let's move on. This story makes me a little sniffy. I'm sure you all heard about the story about Pooch Hall and the DUI. What a side of child abuse. Have y'all heard of this story?
Yeah, I heard it.
Pooch Hall, that's the dude from the game.
Mm-mm. Pooch.
I don't want you know some shit.
Okay.
This dude.
Mm-hmm. Fuck him too.
But he's on Ray Donovan now. But he used to be like, he was really big on the game. Oh. Yeah.
No, I'm familiar with his face. But,
okay. Yeah. So, yeah, this dummy on October 3rd.
Oh, my birthday? You fucking up, dude.
I know. Isn't that rude of him? He didn't know.
The Day of Kings.
He didn't
you're
know.
Fucking up.
He didn't even know.
Clearly, you're not
so,
one.
Yeah. So, apparently, this brother decided to go out, have a good time, and decided to get in his car. And drive home. And the part that really drives me crazy, he was with his 2-year-old child and decided to let the 2-year-old child steer the wheel while he was working the brake and the pedal. That's how fucked up he was. Now, mind you, the poor little car seat where the child's supposed to be is just flapping in the back.
Did anything bad happen?
Well, the good thing, amen, nothing bad happened. Well, I mean, they did crash and hit a parked car, but other than that, that's all that happened.
Please
surprisingly,
tell me that airbag did not come out and hit that.
No, it didn't.
Okay.
See, and that's another thing.
That
the airbag.
His ass.
I mean, it would have smashed him right into you know.
Would have killed it.
Right.
Killed
you know
child.
What I'm saying? I mean, and really, seriously, all jokes aside, praise the Lord that nothing happened to this baby because he really had this baby steering and he was braking and pedaling. So. And so after he crashed into the car, they pulled, of course, he got pulled out by the cops. And Yeah, his blood alcohol was 0.25.
Give it to me, baby.
That is three times the legal limit. So for you guys that don't know, the limit is 0.08.
Why was the child?
Why
was the child involved? Where was he?
He was in Burbank. It doesn't say like if he was in a restaurant or
coming
so
from
I
home.
Don't. No. He wasn't at home. He definitely wasn't at home. Well, he was out and about. Like he left out, I want to say it was like 3-ish and then about 7:30. So he got, I don't know if he was at happy hour. I don't know if he was just out partying.
So he took the 2-year-old to wherever this may have been to get inebriated. And where were the people surrounding him? Were there no friends? Was it just him? And was it a daddy son day? And like, where were the other people?
Well, apparently nobody loves him because they let him go away or get in a car drunk with his little baby, with the baby. So, I mean, and meanwhile, the wife and the other two kids are at home, so she doesn't know anything about
it. I think the venue can get signed in for this shit as well.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I don't know exactly where he was. Shit. This is when I needed Doc.
No,
Psych. No, I'm just kidding. but I don't know exactly where he was to... I mean, you have to be slamming drinks. 0.25.
Somebody serving you drinks has to know that you have a kid with you.
Right.
Yeah, so that's what I was going to say. The server... Otherwise,
unless you were in a car drinking, which could be a possibility too, but highly unlikely. He was probably out somewhere doing something, and you know, maybe in a restaurant, a bar. I mean, people go to bars with kids all the time, which really is crazy to me. But I do see people sitting at bars with children. It drives me nuts. First of all, I'm like, you're taking up a goddamn seat for an adult. That's the first thing. But then I don't think you should be at a bar.
Most venues will allow a child at the bar.
It depends on the state.
The venue, yeah. Right. So being in the service industry and serving alcoholic drinks a lot, I do know that we have a responsibility to cut people off. And if I were to see you with your child by drinking... I don't think drink number 3 can get you to that blood alcohol level.
No.
But by drink number 3, I'm going to be questioning, are you driving? Is someone coming to pick this baby up? I will be in your business.
Right.
Because I don't want to be the person that's responsible for that shenanigans.
Especially if you're not Irish. Now, if you're Irish, you know, I can see you drinking about 5.
Wow.
I mean, hell, I could do 5. That's not a big deal. The problem is, I'm sorry?
I said, but it's a kid there.
Right. That's what I'm saying. The problem is there's a child, and definitely you've been drinking more. Or you've been drinking quickly, or your tolerance is really trash, or whatever, for you to get 0.25.
But, you know, I'm gonna throw a little different spin on this. I'm going to blame a little bit of this on the baby.
Here we go.
Lord.
Because in this day and age of 2, your hand-eye coordination should be a little goddamn better knowing that you're going towards a parked car. Now, you should have been steering that wheel a little bit better in this day and age, especially with all the video games and all the stuff they have going on.
You put a joystick in his hand.
Yeah, exactly. You had a joystick in your hand. You
kill a whole army and shit.
All of a sudden, you're going to swerve into a car. So I'm going to put a little bit of this on the baby, just a tad, because you should know better. And not make sure you stay in the center of the road.
But isn't this a thing, you know, growing up in the hood, we've all seen where dads or anybody, they put their kid in the driver's seat and let them
drive a little bit. Right.
This is a thing,
right? In an empty parking lot.
Down the street. In the hood.
With parked cars?
Yeah. I've done that, yeah.
People let their kids for fun, but they're not inebriated.
Right. So you can quickly drive, you know, throw his ass in the passenger seat and maybe grab the wheel or whatever you have to do. But anyway, so he's probably, he might get like 6 years in prison. And he did get arrested, of course. And he was held on $100,000 bail. And, so Family Services is definitely going to,
I think he should
investigate.
He definitely should get time because that was a
How long do you think he should get?
A year. I mean, it ain't even probation. I would give him a year to probation. Hell, people do worse.
I would give him. I mean, just like any actor, normally you see right. white people, they go. He of course went right into rehab,
right?
Because you know you want to keep your job,
right?
And you have to keep up, you know,
yeah.
the persona. Right. So, you know, so of course they ushered him right into rehab. So I don't know. I
don't know if I would jail, depending upon his past history.
6 years is a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's
I don't
a
know
lot.
If I would jail him, but I would definitely inconvenience the fuck out of him.
Like, yeah. See, I don't like think. I mean, his I've never
just for like 5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've yeah. never heard him do anything
right.
bad.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. This is the first time for me hearing.
I'm gonna need you to Uber.
Right.
Or spend your money on that for the rest of
I would be like Big B said, suspend his driver's license for 6 years.
Yeah, but we have to think about the possibilities that could have turned out really gross.
It could have, but thank God it didn't. And, so we can't punish all possibilities.
Absolutely, but look at this is a day and age where our youth, they're looking at us.
They're the youth.
They're looking at us. They're fuck watching what we're doing. And although I don't feel like he deserves cruel punishment, it should be something saying, please, y'all, don't do this.
Right. Well, I think it, you know, really, if you think back, like, 6 years is a long time for this. And other people have yeah. not had jail time for, like, actually killing right. people.
True. Right. Exactly. True. That
so
is true.
I don't think he should be in jail. Maybe, like, I think somebody floated around like 6 months, yeah. or
no,
to me,
longer than 6 months.
Well, a year is good.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't time? Know. See, to me, I don't even think he should have jail time.
You could have killed your child.
Could have.
I think, like Big B said, he said it inconvenienced him to the point where you don't have a license anymore.
Right. So that, I mean that's hard. Someone yeah. in his profession right. not having.
It ain't hard. He could have goddamn got a car service, got Uber.
No, I'm saying now.
No, I'm saying going forward.
No, I understand what you're saying. But that's yeah. not really technically an inconvenience.
It, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? To me, it's not one. Because, first of all, again, he should have had an Uber. And somebody should have said, sir, let me call you an Uber or a cab or something. Even if you live way out in the hills, mm-hmm. you can afford like a $100 cab ride or Uber ride. If you that drunk,
so absolutely. If
you know,
so where it is convenience to him, especially someone in his industry, mm-hmm. like you can't, you know, you can't be out there with your whip and stuff and blah blah blah. You have to now. You do have to call an Uber, or you do have to get a ride from your friends, or you do have to spend your earnings
right.
on limos and shit if you don't want to take Ubers and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, I still don't see that.
And over a 5 year period, that's a lot of fucking money. That's a hell of a punishment.
You just don't go anywhere. So, I mean,
but
don't.
You know that's not going to happen, though.
Well, I mean, and if you're smart.
Especially
too,
if he continues to get more roles. And
but I'm saying, but if you're smart,
star.
You can include it in your contract that you can have car service.
Okay.
So
I mean, you can do that.
But
you're not driving.
Bottom line, I mean, I'm with you guys that I don't think he. I think he definitely should be inconvenienced, whether it's a higher fine, mm-hmm. whether he has to do community service, whether he has to do something. But I don't think, like, putting him in jail for 6 years is the
yeah,
answer.
Yeah, I don't think that either.
6 years
think,
is a lot.
I think he should yeah. be able to do. He should be mandatory to do PSAs, basically using his real name. Hi, I'm Pooch Hall, that dumbass who let my baby drive, and do PSAs like that to kind
of
show.
I'm saying for the rest yeah. of your life, you. Baby gonna get old enough one day to Google and be like, God damn, Dad, you let me drive when I was two?
Right.
You know, so that's gonna be a whole
that
thing.
That was a dumb move in itself. That put the dumb. Baby in that kind of danger. I think his wife should be able to tie him up and be public whippings. I think that's what we need to bring back. For dumbass shit, we need to bring back public whippings. Basically, have you out in an arena or something like that on stage and someone cane your ass for doing dumb shit. Instead of, you know, going through this whole justice system and putting you away and all this stuff, you get your ass beat just for dumb shit. I think that would be perfect. You know, what do you think, Kay?
Public whippings? I have no words for what you just said.
No public whippings?
No.
Why not? You did dumb shit. Why not just whip your ass? Take a nice cane. Remember that boy who was in Singapore and he went and spray painted the wall? And they were going to whip his ass, and then the U.S. intervened, and they put the caning down to, I think, 10 lashes instead of 20. But I guess
can't
he never
participate. I'm baffled
why?
By what you just said.
Why can't you whip somebody's ass? Public ass whipping.
Huh? That's funny.
I'm serious. Just hang you, just, I mean,
I don't know.
Make sure
some
you
people will probably
strip
like that,
you
so.
And put
I was going to say, that can turn really sexual really quickly.
Well, then let it be sexual, but you will be thinking of sexual with that cane on your ass, though.
Some people will.
The people in the audience that you actually get the cane though.
You never know.
Maybe.
Those butt cheeks be teared up.
Anyway, we're going to take a really quick break, guys, and we'll be right back. To cane or not to cane?
I think cane.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the In Deep Show. Thanks for hanging around. And why do I not remember our number? Okay, there we go. 202-750-1437. If you want to leave us a voicemail, that's 202-750-1IDS. And you know, please to subscribe to indeepshow.com or subscribe to our Facebook page. That way you will know when all shows come out. Whether it is it is Dating Sucks, and the In Deep Show, IDS, you know what's up. Oh, if you want to hit us with email, indeepshow@yahoo.com, please feel free to do that. You know, we love to hear from you. I know it's been a minute, but we still out chia. Wait, did I say that right? Out chia, out chia, out here. Okay, whatever, you get it. It's fine. Anyway,
on that note, still have a week left to submit your homework assignments for the past UN show. So if you want to get your grade, get your homework in. I judge on a curve, and it usually curves to the left.
Okay. Hurry, hurry, hurry.
Hey, yo.
Sorry. Okay. Guess what, y'all? Y'all remember when the juice was loose?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, Ray Ray loose, y'all.
Oh, hell, that nigga.
Ray Ray.
Good Ray. Old Ray Caruth.
Oh, I don't understand. How come that motherfucker did not get life plus double life in
prison?
Can
you remind me? Because I saw the story, but I didn't feel like clicking on it.
So, Ray Caruth was a former Carolina Panther wide receiver. Mm-hmm. That aided and abetting in the murder of his pregnant girlfriend.
Yes, you bitch.
Where he abruptly stopped his car in front of her so that the hitman could drive up, shot the car 5 times.
I don't understand why he didn't think he was going to get caught.
Killing her.
He's stupid.
And her unborn son is alive, but suffers from severe brain damage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just don't understand how the hell that he's being released from prison. And then talk about he wants to take care of his child. Nigga, please.
How long was he in jail?
19 years.
That ain't enough time. What I'm talking about. Pooch going to jail for 6 years for something that didn't happen. I mean, he did hit a car. But 6 years? And this nigga almost, like, killed his kid and his girlfriend.
Yeah. Set up the killing of them.
Right.
I mean, my 19? Thing is, damn, bro. I mean, just imagine if you would have just... I mean, if you would have just stuck it out. I mean, the kid would be an adult now.
Right.
Child support would be over.
Right.
You would have played more years in the NFL. Yeah, got some more money.
Yeah, you all caught up. Or better yet, if you just put that batter on her face.
I mean, who don't deal with baby mama drama, right, dude? And I understand if she was that 2 o'clock gully monkey you know, some of us need to get that little
edge off.
Right.
Yeah.
Just break up with her.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
he didn't want her coming after that football money.
And I was stupid. I mean, one, he should have, you know, like I say, you know, condoms, or, you know, like I say, let her drink the love, whatever. But the bottom line, once it's already there, is in the oven, and you're gonna go through this extreme to get out of child support? Nigga, please, you need to be They should have executed you personally.
My whole thing was like,
for life.
Like, did they even have to do the trial though? Because y'all remember?
Yeah. And he was hiding in his car.
His boy's trunk.
Yeah, trying to get away. He's in his boy's trunk.
Like OJ. Okay.
It was crazy because they were doing a manhunt for him, and it was a few days before they caught him, and they found him trying to hide in his boy's trunk, trying to get out of town and stuff like that. I mean, he's just pathetic. Which goes back to my public whippings, but they should have whipped him, then put him in jail just for being stupid. But that was pretty
bad.
Was
he in celebrity jail or regular jail?
He was hard. He was in Samson Correctional Facility. Samson Correctional Institution.
Yeah.
And he was doing real I forgot time. What part of Carolina. Yeah.
But that was.
But anyway, I mean, while he was there, he was he's become a licensed barber. And, they were asked, what does he plan to do, being that definitely can't play football no more. You're probably not going to get a job as an analyst. So more than likely, he's probably going to be a barber when he comes out, But he says that he's excited about getting out, but he's very scared because he knows there's a lot of hate out there for him for what he did.
They should kill him. I think so. I think they should just kill him. When he get out, should be waiting for him.
Somebody in jail should have taken care of him.
That too. Somebody should have paid somebody.
If you're really going to go that hard.
Yeah. But somebody could have had a late reaction and just have a flashback and kill him. But,
Either way, I wouldn't. If I was a dude, I would not trust that Negro to cut my hair.
Because you're going to be a bother. I mean, just the fact that
you got razors. Yeah,
wait a minute. Just the disdain I would have for you as a man for doing something like that. Like, what? You're Ray Caruth? Oh, you that nigga? Oh, fuck you. You ain't cutting my hair.
But there are people out there that don't know who this dude is. He could go under the name like Bob. And move somewhere where somebody.
Yeah, because seriously,
if he walked past me right now, I wouldn't know who the hell he was. You know what I'm saying?
But that'd be his best bet to leave wherever place he is and go somewhere.
Yeah.
Right.
And totally change his
definitely
name.
Definitely relocate.
Yeah, change
probably
your name.
To the West Coast.
Yeah. Change your name.
Well, if you're going to be a Bob, you can't change his name because that license got your name on it.
Well, you can, get it renamed, change your name legally through the legal system and get it changed.
I'm just saying. Again, it would not be whatever his name is, Caruth. I would be like Bob Smith.
Yeah,
some random ass name that nobody. It's very generic.
Yeah, that's notorious. The name Ray Caruth is notorious. So.
Yeah, boo on him.
Yeah, and they let him out. I can't believe our justice system.
Anyway, I know. Well,
but let's see. Considering. He did do 19 years.
Saying
that that's a lot. But I'm just saying, considering
he did
the scope
time,
of what most celebrities get.
Yeah, but he wasn't really a celebrity. He was a football player just about to break in.
I dig it.
Yeah, but it's like the fact that you killed your baby mama over the fact that you didn't want to pay child support. And your child.
And he also was an accessory. He didn't actually do it.
Yeah, right. But you masterminded the whole thing. So,
if you paid for it, you did it.
Right. He paid for it.
I totally understand.
It's a whole channel for that.
Right. And you have a child who's, mentally handicapped for the rest of his life and stuff like that. So, come on, really? And you get to walk around talking about, I'm sorry, and you're a barber. Go kill yourself. Do the world a favor.
Has there been any interviews with the child or the caretakers of the child?
Well, the child did an interview, years ago, it was kind of like, you didn't understand it. So.
Don't send that hate. I wish he had an email address, but don't send it our way. Just don't.
I was just telling what the interview said.
Anyway, all right, I'm going to move on for the sake of, because I don't want to be in this conversation anymore. So I'm going to move on to somebody equally just as shitty. I'm gonna move on to Megyn Kelly. Finally, justice was served and her ass was fired amid the controversy of her saying that what's the big deal with blackface? We used to do it when we were younger. You did it because, you were, doing it to honor someone. It's pretty much how she was acting. Like, it wasn't a big deal. So, with that, then of course, because She knew she fucked up. Everybody else, when everybody on Twitter told her she fucked up. So she came back on the show the next day to give a serious apology and got a little teary-eyed. And, you know, of course, the audience, which I was like, did y'all pay these black people? Because there was black people clapping and standing up in the audience through her apology. And I'm like, come on, man.
Yeah, we're
this is ridiculous.
We're forgiving people, but
we are. But that standing ovation was a little ridiculous. Yeah,
they probably said, please stand up. But as far as I'm concerned, Megyn like Kelly can eat suck a pussy dick. Oh, you know, okay. As far as I'm concerned, I'm talking about the green kind of pussy. Where your nose really infected. But this goes back to Fox News when she was on Fox News and she was saying all that bogus bullshit about, you know, Santa Claus is black and Jesus is black and. And
no, she was saying Santa Claus was white.
Oh, white. I mean, white. Sorry about that. But anyway, but the fact that, you know, NBC fired or displaced, they didn't fire them. They displaced two black commentators to accommodate her. Just says a lot about, you know, TV and its programming, their thoughts on blacks and the whites, period. Because she was a racist. I mean, clear form cut. And the fact that you come back and apologize a day later because you put your foot in your mouth once again, you just showing your true colors, which I do appreciate her for that, because I always say I think more white people need to show their true colors, you know. But as far as, you know, her apology and, you know, and all that, it's bullshit. But even as far as NBC canceling her show, she should never had a show on NBC in the first place. So, you know,
I agree with that.
Fuck Megyn Kelly.
I think they could have given her a show on MSNBC, but for them to take away the hour from Al Roker and Tamron Hall, I think it was some trash. And because of that, they also reaped the ramifications of ratings. The ratings went, like, they tanked.
Right.
And because of her as well, the Hoda and Kathy Lee hour tanked. Their ratings have been tanking because of Megyn Kelly, too. So not only did they give her this show after the Today Show, but if you remember, they also gave her a show on Sunday.
Right. Yeah.
Nobody fucking listened to it or watched it or whatever.
They pulled it. Yeah.
But I mean, they had to pull it because nobody was listening to it. So. Yeah.
Well, she's a very horrible person. I mean, she's fuckable. Not get it twisted. She is fuckable, but she's a horrible person.
Yeah. But what annoys me is she may actually get $69 million payout.
Right.
Because
they'll have to pretty much buy her out of this contract.
Right. Now, how much did Tamron Hall get? I mean, Al Roker. Al Roker would never sniff that kind of money because you're white. You get to sniff that kind of money even when you fuck up.
Although, we don't know what Al got once Matt Lauer left. We don't know. They probably upped his money, too.
But ain't no $69 million, especially. Oh, well, we're going to have to get rid of you. But, yeah, we're going to still pay you at least $67 million, you know? I mean, yeah, it's just ridiculous how much a disparity as far as what black actors and celebrities and news people get compared to white.
Don't get me started on that, because then we're going to get into the men versus women thing, and we don't need to do that. So, okay, do you have anything to add?
No.
All right.
You have nothing to add to
that face said either it all. He's like, really? No.
You like Kelly?
I apologize. I had to dip out for a second, but I did want to add...
Yeah, we sorry. We know. It's fine.
I did want to add, though, on the left. Move forward. I cannot with Diego.
All right. The bottom line of it is this half is going to land on her feet. She's probably either going to go back to Fox News.
Probably.
Or she's going to get a show on MSNBC. She'll be fine.
Yeah, she'll still have
life. And if she
life.
Doesn't even get back on, goddamn, she got $69 million. If right. if they give it to her, she'll
she
be fine.
She still has life.
Yeah, right. She'll be fine.
Sad.
Whew. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Queenie Queen.
Hey, yo.
Did you ever think about pledging?
I thought about it. Mm-hmm.
What would you have pledged?
Oh, if I really would have. Delta.
Diego?
I definitely thought about it if they were kicked off campus during my time, but I probably either would have pledged Kappa or Q. Leaning more towards Q.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely Q this way.
Definitely Delta this way.
Delta. All right. So, story about the AKAs.
Don't come for me.
One's over there at Fort Valley State University in Georgia. It's a mess over there. Recently, a prostitution ring has been broken up. And this prostitution ring was headed by Alicia Jeanette Johnson.
The government.
Who was the grad advisor for the AKAs, as well as the executive assistant of the school's president.
Wow.
Yeah, she was the ringleader for this prostitution ring. And this prostitution ring was set in place so that ladies can raise the money to support their initiation fees.
Okay, what's wrong with that?
Wow. Not for school. Not for school and books.
It costs. And, you know, a lot of
sororities
and fraternities are getting sued. So that helps help with the cost also. So if you go to pledge a little bit and pledge your body, there's nothing wrong with that.
Pledge your body.
You're going for the cause. Right.
So, there were 7 warrants handed down to gentlemen ranging from middle school principals to politicians and pastors. Everybody was getting them some pre-AKA action.
That's some horrible shit.
Not really.
To me, it is.
To you, it's not, but to me,
that's some horrible shit.
I just think that you're pledging your life and you're pledging your real, you're doing your civic duty. And a lot of that, you know, stuff as far as becoming in the fraternities and sororities is doing civic work. And that's, and what kind of work? That's the most civic work you could get.
This guy.
So, do you say civic work or civic work?
Civic? Sorry. Like, you know, you're like, you do your civil, like you run, you do your.
You missed his joke.
So servant work too, but I like that. But I mean, what I was just saying, I don't think anything's wrong with it. Now, but anything, I mean, I don't think anything's wrong with it. The only problem is you got caught because you were sloppy. You should have been a little bit more diligent in keeping yourself a secret and doing what you need to do.
I'm gonna say it's one of them dudes gave him up.
Yeah, I probably was. Probably one of those ministers.
One of those men got them some young tail. They was all excited about it.
They got caught up. They got talking. Probably one of the ministers. I laid hands on her and all the stuff. And all of a sudden, it got good to him.
See,
and
that's talking. I think it was probably one of the pledgees. Was like, this is some bullshit. I'm going to put them on Front Street for making people do this shit.
I don't think they made them.
Or somebody that.
Yeah, probably.
They couldn't raise the money to make it in.
I think it was more than just raising money to make it in. It was probably like, yeah, this is a part of what you got to do to become, you know,
absolutely
a sister. And that's what I think.
That's what's wrong with that sisterhood.
So Miss Johnson, age 48.
Damn, my cousin.
She was hit, faces 6 counts. And I didn't know that this was an actual count, but 6 counts of pimping.
Yeah.
I thought they would have had some sort of snazzy
word. Is it 6 counts or 6 degrees of pimping? Is it 6 degrees of pimping?
No, it's 6 counts of pimping.
Call it what it is.
And 6 counts of prostitution.
Call it what it is.
Amongst the other charges.
But are they misdemeanors or are they, you know?
I'm going to say that these are felonies. I don't know if you can have misdemeanor pimping.
I think she'd get played down to at least a misdemeanor. A misunderstanding.
Is pimping,
I don't think
a
you
want to
be a misdemeanor.
Yeah, really.
Pimp.
I don't think pimping is a felony.
You want to be
a
full-fledged.
It just doesn't sound like it.
Yeah. I don't think pimping is a felony.
Really?
No, I don't think pimping is a felony.
I think that's something we should look up.
Yeah.
I'll be honest. I don't know enough about the law to know.
I mean, as a former...
He's like, as a former pimp.
Who's never been caught, by the way.
Right. Of course. Of course not.
I think it's a shame that this woman's decisions has affected a whole sorority that has done so much good and has so many great things said about it. I will say my from my own experience, my child has received scholarships from the...
I don't have the answer.
Go ahead.
Okay, so in Georgia, prostitution itself is a misdemeanor. Pimping and pandering and keeping a place of prostitution are high and aggravated misdemeanors.
Okay. That's not bad. That's not bad.
And I can let you know, high and aggravated misdemeanors carry the weight of felonies.
Oh, really? Yes. Oh, so maybe she could get played down to, you know, some little minor stuff here and there.
Maybe she wasn't a mean pimp.
Yeah, maybe she just smacked him around.
Well, I'm saying maybe she didn't. Maybe she wasn't mean. But yeah. I just feel like somebody probably got tired of her bullshit and was like, I'm not doing this anymore. And they switched.
You know what it was? Somebody came up short. That's what
she
it was.
Somebody
came up short. Somebody came up short on their count.
So like you said, Queen. So it says there are misdemeanors, but unless certain additional circumstances are presented in which the case can become felonies.
Yeah. Somebody came up short. So they'd probably get that ass beat. You know, coming short with my money. I always say, you don't have to have some, not part, but all of my goddamn money.
Remember that skit, does Wayne Brady have to smack a bitch? That was funny.
So now, what are the ramifications as far as the school and the sorority and outside of the law?
Well, the sorority has been put on probation or whatever. And the school, of course, is distancing themselves.
Right, they know.
From the matter because they're like,
well, you know about that.
Right.
Yeah. This is a former employee. You have her deal with her.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know something I would love to hear? I would love to hear her motivation speech to get them to do this. That's what I like to hear because she's a hell of a salesperson. And I would love to hear how she got them to say, girls, come on in here. I want to talk to you about making money. Now, this is how we're going to do it. I want to hear that speech.
How bad do y'all want to be, AKA? I don't feel it. I don't feel it. Go sell some pussy.
She's great, isn't she?
Now, y'all see Nae Nae? Nae Nae got 3 stacks over here. She wants to be down. Why you only got $200? We don't take no cheap hoes.
She's good.
And that's the one that told
her. Because she wanted her cut.
That's a hell of a motivator right there. To get you to sell your pussy, you got to be a hell of a motivator. Yeah. I think that's a good idea. I want to borrow her speech. Just think, if you can get someone to sell pussy, you can get them to sell anything.
Do you want to become a pimp?
I've done that before. But I'm saying, I just like to know her strategy on this. Go out there. If you want to be AKAs, sell that pussy.
Sad.
That's not sad. The sad part is they got caught. That's the sad part. Getting caught. Did they say how long they were doing it? You know, for a year, 2 years? Did they even turn a profit?
You don't know. He's in.
I just want to know.
He already moved on to figuring something else out.
Oh, okay. Because I want to know if they only did it for a year and got caught. That's poor management right there.
I feel like it was probably longer than that.
Hopefully it was.
A year is only like, a semester. You know what I'm saying?
Right. But that's what I'm saying. I hope they did it longer than that because if it was less than a year, that's really poor management. And they need to do something about that.
Mm-mm-mm. What you gonna do, man?
What they should do, maybe they need to hire Ray Caruth. He ain't doing shit. You know,
it's too late.
Ray cutting hair, man.
Yeah, but right. He can move to Georgia.
It's too late. The ring has been busted.
Start a new ring.
Well, if there's no AKAs on campus, there's no starting.
I think they should have done. They should have had like a competition between the AKAs and the Deltas. I think Deltas would have made more money though. I think so. Don't you think so? I think so.
Do you think so?
Not touching it.
You think so though? Deltas, aka Pussy Fund. Which one would
not
make more?
Not touching it.
Yeah. Sigma Gamma Rho.
Not even sitting next to you.
Okay,
right,
we
now
all agree that the Zetas might not make this much money. Can we at least agree on that one? Huh? Okay. Can we at least agree on the Zetas probably will not
touching it?
Now, you don't have to touch it, but just can you just agree on it? You can't agree on that one. So we're going with the Deltas first, then AKAs?
No.
When are y'all going to save me? Why is he talking to me?
Why is he talking to me?
I'm just saying, you know, no. Okay, fine. We're going to call it a toss-up.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to give it to the AKAs since they're the only ones, the originators. We're the originators.
Send your feedback to Digo at ndeepshow@yahoo.com. If you want to yell at him and with your voice, 202-750-1437.
Especially when you hear from the AKAs and the Deltas. If y'all did have that battle, whose pussy probably would be top premium? You know.
Nobody's going to email back. Or
somebody
call
might
back
say, you know what I'm saying? I'm a Delta and I got my pussy is premium over AKA.
I don't think nobody would do that.
Okay, I'm going to just say Zeta pussy is probably premium then. I'm going to probably get a battle out of that.
I don't know.
Oh, I can tell by the music.
I don't know pussy, so I don't know. I only know my own.
Pussy sales.
Apparently. He just read your whole story about it.
That's what I'm saying.
Anywho.
So,
Somebody save me.
So he don't even know what
Diego
to say.
Miss K didn't follow along. Queen!
All right, one finger. One finger. I'm always going to have my one finger for people who don't know how to drive in the city. Just don't be rude out there. Don't do it, guys. Don't be assholes. Okay? Two fingers. Shout out goes to Howard Homecoming. H.U. Get your party on this weekend and be safe. It's Euphoria. That's the theme of this year's homecoming. I don't know what the football team is doing. They were losing.
Euphoric before the game.
Ah, well. So that's,
they might have came back, though.
Who knows? I don't know what the Howard football team is doing. I don't know. Whatever. But I hope everybody had a wonderful homecoming. And H.U., you know.
Diego.
One finger goes to poor customer service. We need to get ourselves together, okay? I know everything is going towards automation and, you know, you get these phone services where, you know, you hit one if you want this, two if you want that, and three if you don't give a fuck. But, you know, when you finally get that voice on the phone, can we just pay a little bit more to customer service, you know? I mean, it's just one of those things where it's just kind of really kind of falling apart. And we need to do our part to be a little bit better at doing that. And especially if you're in the customer service business. I know it's a thankless job, it's a tiring job, but you chose that job. And they come knocking on your fucking door. So be a little bit better at it. Two fingers go to, I'm going to say two fingers goes to my daughter. She's recently started college, and I really want the best for her. So two fingers goes to her.
All righty. Miss K.
I'm next. One finger to all of the animals in airports. Mm. And that's
peacocks.
All I'll say about that. All of them.
Dogs.
Those two.
Squirrels.
These people are becoming very obnoxious with their animals in the airports and on the airplanes. I don't want to sit next to your animal. I'm sorry. Wow. I love animals and I love them at home. And sorry.
Wow.
Yep.
What did that squirrel do to you?
Two fingers to Good Eats in DC, in the DMV area. I've had some really good food, and I'm enjoying the eats, and I think I'm going to have to find an exercise regimen very soon.
But you haven't had that mumble sauce yet.
All right. I am going to say one finger attitude. The bitch in the office is always lying. Whoa, bitch. Bitch, stop lying. Oof. Just say my bad, y'all. I fucked up. And move along. We'll love you so much more. Two fingers. Two fingers goes to... excuse me. Two fingers goes to, I don't know. What did I got two fingers for today? You know what? Two fingers goes to my beloved Skins. Good win last week, man. Stop the Cowboys out. You know, even though you tried to give it away at the end, you held on. Fast Shouts, number one in the division. Got 11. And I'm going to leave it there. We got to go. Got to get out of here. I would like to thank Miss K, Diego, and of course the Queen for making their time available to share it with you. And I would ask of you that you show your appreciation by interacting and participating, sending your feedback, sending your love, sending your hate. We tough-skinned it over here. Yes, I added the extra ED. Skinned it. Yes. Send it in. Let us know what you're thinking. Let us know what you're feeling. We might have something for you. Never before have I felt so. But we got to get out of here. Queen, can you give them the information on where to reach us?
You can reach us at 202-750-1437. Or, well, that's 202-750-1IDS. Our email address is indeepshow@yahoo.com. And subscribe to indeepshow.com so you can figure out when our shows are happening and popping. And Facebook, too, you can hit that subscribe button. And please don't forget to share the show and tell people you are listening to our show.
All right, that's it, y'all. We are out of here. But before we got out of here, we'd like to say...
I'm going to keep it nice. Thank you for listening to the show. Thank you for sharing the show. We greatly appreciate you.
I want all of you out of my house now.